Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll delve into three thought-provoking articles: Towards Passive Heart Health Monitoring Via Smartphone Camera from Google Research, The Skeptic's Guide to Humanoid Robots Going Viral on the Internet from Ars Technica, and review AMD's Radeon RX 9070 GRE is a disappointing way to spend $549, also from Ars Technica. Passive Heart Health Monitoring. First up is Towards Passive Heart Health Monitoring Via Smartphone Camera, published on June 4th. This notably innovative article discusses a transformative research initiative aimed at enabling users to monitor their heart rates seamlessly through the front-facing camera of their smartphones during regular use. The implications of such a technology not only highlight the ingenuity of our current tech landscape, but also pave the way for broad access to tools for heart health tracking, particularly in resource-limited settings. Imagine for a moment a world where keeping track of your heart health is as simple as a casual glance at your smartphone. Gone are the days of cumbersome wearables that require constant charging, syncing, and maintenance. Instead, this pioneering research taps into the technology that most of us carry in our pockets every day, our smartphones. The beauty of this innovation lies in its passive nature. While you're scrolling through social media, checking emails, or even video chatting, your phone's front-facing camera can simultaneously capture subtle changes in your facial features, which are often indicators of heart rate fluctuations. The system employs advanced deep learning algorithms to analyze the video feed from the camera, extracting data in a way that generates heart rate measurements with remarkable accuracy. Early tests show that the system achieves an approximate precision of 90% when compared to traditional methods like electrocardiograms. This accuracy level holds immense potential for users from all walks of life. Now, let's break down what this means for the average user. For people in urban centers with easy access to healthcare, this technology could still be a game changer, but its advantages multiply in regions where healthcare infrastructure is lacking. Picture a world where around 5 billion smartphone users could gain insights into their cardiovascular health simply by interacting with their devices. This could trigger a transformation in preventative healthcare, which emphasizes early detection and timely medical intervention. Moreover, resting heart rate is a vital indicator of long-term cardiovascular health. Should this system reliably detect even minor increases in resting heart rate, a known warning signal for potential health issues, individuals could take proactive steps to address their health. Think about it. The integration of health monitoring into something as routine as daily smartphone usage represents a fascinating symptom of how technology can meld seamlessly into our lives. Importantly, this development addresses the growing need for heart health data as a key metric for overall well-being. Given that heart disease remains a leading cause of death globally, having an accessible tool for monitoring heart health could significantly influence public health strategies, encourage users to take more ownership of their health, and cultivate a society better attuned to its collective well-being. The Skeptic's Guide to Humanoid Robots. Next, let's pivot to the article titled The Skeptic's Guide to Humanoid Robots Going Viral on the Internet, also published on June 4th. In an era where humanoid robots continue to capture both the public's imagination and significant online engagement, this article encourages a critical examination of our reactions to these viral sensations. It's common to be mesmerized by polished videos showcasing robots demonstrating extraordinary feats. However, the article prompts us to look beyond the surface marketing and consider the reality of these robotic capabilities. It challenges us to ask important questions about what we're really witnessing and whether these demonstrations present a clear picture of technological sophistication or rather a slice of a larger, more complex narrative. A primary insight offered is that many of the robots showcased in viral videos are not operating with full autonomy. Rather than being the independent thinkers they're often portrayed to be, many robots depend on human operators for their actions through teleoperation. This discrepancy between perceived and actual capabilities is crucial. When we assume these humanoid robots are autonomously performing these tasks, we may mistakenly attribute them with a level of intelligence and dexterity that is not present in reality. Furthermore, the conditions in which these robots are operating deserve scrutiny. Are they performing in carefully controlled environments that allow them to shine, or are they being tested in dynamic and unpredictable real-world situations? Robots that execute tasks flawlessly on familiar terrain may not necessarily possess the adaptability required to function effectively when faced with novel challenges. True advancements in robotic technology will show adaptability and the ability to navigate untested scenarios, qualities that are much more indicative of intelligence. Another aspect the article highlights is the use of clever video editing techniques that can manipulate playback speeds or digitally enhance performance, making these robots appear more capable than they genuinely are. This phenomenon is analogous to highlight reels in sports, which showcase only the most impressive moments, giving viewers an incomplete understanding of an athlete's true skills. Similarly, a robot presented in an ideal setting may not be able to replicate its flawless performance under different circumstances, questioning our expectations. In essence, the article drives home a vital takeaway for viewers. While celebrating advancements in technology, we must also embrace an essential skepticism about the capabilities we observe in viral videos. Technology, despite its rapid advancement, often has hidden limitations that aren't evident in the showmanship of publicity-driven presentations. By adopting a critical approach, we position ourselves better to understand and appreciate the real advancements in robotics. AMD's Radeon RX 9070 GRE review. Finally, let's examine review. AMD's Radeon RX 9070 GRE is a disappointing way to spend $549, published on June 5th. This in-depth review scrutinizes AMD's latest graphics card release, which has received mixed reactions from the tech community. The notion of shrinkflation, where consumers receive less value for an equivalent price, stands out significantly as the RX 9070 GRE preempts the market at the same price point as its predecessor. To break it down, the RX 9070 GRE presents a perplexing proposition for consumers. While it utilizes the same architectural framework as the original RX 9070 graphics card, it has sacrificed key capabilities, offering fewer GPU cores, reduced memory, and a lower memory bandwidth. This raises pressing questions about AMD's strategic direction. Have they compromised quality in the face of rising production costs driven by the demand for high-performance computing and sophisticated AI capabilities? In an industry where hardware performance is paramount, consumers, ranging from gamers to professional creators, expect substantial returns on their investments, especially when parting with over $500. The review outlines a growing sentiment of consumer discontent where it feels like users are being shortchanged as companies navigate shifting economic landscapes. The implications reach far beyond mere product releases. They prompt critical discussions surrounding consumer rights and corporate accountability. Moreover, this review provides essential context regarding the state of the GPU market. Price pressures and supply chain shortages have been hot-button issues for enthusiasts in recent years. Amidst the burgeoning demand for superior computing power, particularly with the ascent of AI technology, it's crucial for consumers and tech companies to remain adaptive. Recognizing potential pricing and performance shifts could redefine customer expectations and purchasing choices. This synthesis of product reviews elucidates broader trends and consumer sentiments. The debate surrounding AMD's RX 9070 GRE underscores the delicate balance companies must maintain between profit margins and delivering genuine value. As consumers become more aware of what they should expect for their money, the pressure will mount on tech giants to either innovate substantially or risk suffering the consequences of buyer backlash. Conclusion. Combining these rich discussions, it becomes evident that our health can potentially be monitored through devices we use daily. While responsibility and ethics in technology play a pivotal role in shaping our interactions with innovations, the advancements in AI and machine learning carry with them the power to revolutionize our lives, yet they also challenge us to maintain a discerning perspective on the trends and products we're presented with. Today's highlighted articles converge on this multifaceted nature of technology, emphasizing the need for critical engagement as we navigate rapidly evolving landscapes, from health tech and robotics to consumer electronics. Ensuring responsible innovations that genuinely enhance our experiences hinges on staying informed and engaged. As we move forward in this tech-driven era, let's embrace the challenge of discerning fact from spectacle and real value from superficial allure, ultimately paving the way for advancements that empower rather than mislead. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.